Joining me here today is Mike Morris from Reclaim the Sun. Mike, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day today. I know you have a busy schedule, busy summer, playing lots of shows and obviously writing music. So why don't we just start simple? Can you walk us through how Reclaim the Sun got started?
Yeah, absolutely. About a year and a half ago, a group of us got together and we started playing cover songs and decided, you know, this is fun and all, but we still wanted to get our creative juices flowing and out there. And shortly into our season as cover band, we switched gears and started writing original music. And by the end of the year, we had 7 songs put together.
Well, that's pretty incredible to start like a year and a half ago, and you've got, you know, an EP out now and you're touring and playing some shows. Tell us about your EP. I know that was recently released this year, I believe April. It was called Peaks and Valleys. What was that process like creating that EP?
It was a ton of fun. We went to a studio here in Bonnyville, just a friend of ours that took his time to kind of coach us because none of us had ever done that before. And we spent the majority of December just putting the songs and tracks down, making changes, learning as we went. And eventually it all got completed and he helped us make it sound great and get it out into the world.
I wanted to touch on this aspect in that it has been quite a short time frame to, you know, you're starting to write your own songs from covers and it's been a year and a half and you've released a CP and you're touring. I mean, what's this been like since it started? I imagine it's kind of a whirlwind.
It is definitely picking up for us. We started as a project, right? We wanted to get together and just play music that we enjoyed. And eventually it turned into something more where we found out that we were connecting with people, making a good network, and people actually liked the music we were making, which then motivated us to just keep going, pushing harder, try and network with more bands. And everybody's been super receptive. So we're always excited to meet new people and talk to people like you. So we're just trying to carry that journey forward.
Well, speaking of moving forward, you got a few upcoming shows here. Can you tell us about where you're going to be? What's coming up for Reclaim the Sun?
Yeah, so actually tomorrow we're playing at a festival called Summer Rush, which is in Cold Lake. Going to be headlined by Sparrow Blue on Friday night, Violet Night on Saturday. So pretty awesome bands that we get to be a part of. And then after that, on August 29th, we're coming to Edmonton. We're playing a show with King Theory and She Cried Cyanide, put on by Two Doors Down. And it's at Bunkers, which is, I believe, in the north side of Edmonton. After that, we're getting ready to go back into studio because we're writing a new album.
Okay, awesome. Well, is there anything you can maybe share about that album? Any sneak peeks, or are we just going to have to wait and see?
Well, if you make your way to the Bunker show or out to Summer Rush, you're going to hear two of the first songs that we've written for it.
Okay, well, there we go. So we're going to want to make sure that we're out there for that. And Mike, just before I let you go here, when we're talking about a newer band starting, I mean, where do you see all of this going? Do you have a plan in place, or are you guys just sort of taking this as it comes and just trying to make the most of it?
Oh, we're definitely trying to make the most of it. When we started, there wasn't a goal that was set in stone. It was, let's see what we can make of it and have fun while we're doing it. And the biggest thing is we wanted to write music that we enjoy. And we do. We genuinely enjoy our music. So that's what matters most. But it's just cool when other people connect with it and also enjoy it. And then it takes you further than you thought.
Well, certainly look forward to seeing what you and Reclaim the Sun can be doing in the future. Again, a couple upcoming shows tomorrow in Cold Lake and August the 29th here in Edmonton. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here, and I'm sure that we will be in touch in the future as you guys go about doing your business.
Thanks so much for having me, Daryl.